The phrase axis of evil has ricocheted around the world and predictably stirred anti-American passions in Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. The label President Bush ascribed to the three countries won near unanimous criticism in Europe. The public bickering it provoked has subsided, but as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, it has exposed major fault lines in the transatlantic alliance.
Europe was quick to seize on President Bush's phrase, axis of evil, as an oversimplification in the war on terror. Germany's foreign minister warned that Europe is not Washington's satellite and would not blindly follow U.S. targeting of Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. EU Commissioner Chris Patten slammed post-Afghanistan U.S. foreign policy as being in unilateralist overdrive. Secretary of State Colin Powell shot back, "I shall have to have a word with him," as they say in Britain.
I have actually had a word with him since our slight public disagreement.
Chris Patten has backed off the rhetoric, but not his conviction that friends shouldn't be sycophants.
It's my judgment that even if you're the only superpower in the world, it is still true that you're more likely to serve your own national interest by creating alliances and, as you very often said, coalitions of the willing. And it happens to be true, as Winston Churchill once said, that the problem with allies is they do develop opinions of their own.
David Hine, professor and analyst with Oxford Analytica, says the dispute over how to combat terrorism stems from the fact that the Europeans did not experience September 11th with the same intensity as the Americans.
In the United States, the perception at the moment is that there is an immediate, present, and very serious threat. There is also the perception that the Americans can do something about it, as Afghanistan has shown. And therefore, you have different outlooks.
Hine says European politicians also have distinct domestic concerns to heed.
You also have two electorates, the French and the German, that are about to vote, left-wing governments in both countries, and governments that are very worried about seeming to tag in behind what is a pretty conservative American administration.
But Thomas Kielinger of the German Daily Die Welt says that Europeans are wrong to be so squeamish about associating with President Bush's blunt language, and that they ought to be grateful to him for putting on notice those countries that his administration believes export terror.
I think the U.S. kissed medium-term policies goodbye. I think the conclusion in Washington is you've got to hit them hard, call a spade a spade, don't beat about the bush anymore, say it outright, put them on the spot, in a way which is quite undiplomatic, but direct and realistic.
But Europe's proximity to the Middle East makes it jittery about a war with Iraq. There is unease, too, with the way President Bush put Iran on the spot, alienating pro-Western factions there. Gustavo de Aristegui of the ruling Popular Party in Spain says Europe prefers dialogue to finger-pointing.
If we single out Iran, the whole of Iran, as a terror-supporting country, we might undermine the possibility of the most moderate sectors of the Iranian government and regime to win their political battles.
If the U.S. is developing a unilateralist approach, Thomas Kielinger says Europe is partly to blame for not developing its own defense capability that could help balance the power.
It takes two to tango and it takes two to jeopardize an alliance. I just cannot accept that it's all the fault of the U.S. big overweening mega power and poor little Europeans being overwhelmed by the U.S. We have our own impotence to blame, partly, for this situation. And it's high time that we learn to do something about ourselves, rather than continuing to seek refuge critiquing the U.S.
But Europeans are not interested in equaling U.S. military might. Their ambitions have more to do with development assistance and peacekeeping, areas that many here fear Washington minimizes. Oxford's David Hine says success in Afghanistan has reinforced a belief among American policymakers that military might is the only basis for security. He says Europe is warning the United States.
But you can, of course, in the short term, if you're the only global superpower, get the world to respect you by fearing you. But in doing so, you store up a whole series of problems. And that a very strong and self-confident president may think he has more answers than he really has.
An especially sobering thought in Europe as the United States decides whether to take the war against terrorism to Iraq. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.